Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Woods.
You all right?
Yeah, I've been looking through the details of this pregame show we're about to host at 8:35. I'm trying to figure out what's, like, some segments are pretty obvious, like, Padres Rewind, highlights of last night's game, talking to Tony Gwynn Jr., that should be self-explanatory. You know, like, Padres, what to watch for? Pregame host gives something they'll be looking for.
What's the one thing you need to be on the lookout for in today's game?
Something we're looking out for today's game. I think we're going to be okay here, Woods.
All right. I mean, you assured me that you had this handled.
I did not assure you. I assured you of nothing.
He assured me he had this handled. So here we go. I feel like I'm in college cramming for a test again.
As we bring on the CEO of the Padres on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, I'm sure he's very confident that his broadcasts are in good hands this morning, Eric Krupner.
You got to be feeling good about your flagship morning show here, Eric.
Feel so good. You guys are pros. I know you got it.
Can you contribute a feature? Can you do the out of town scoreboard for us, Eric, during the pregame show?
Eric, who's been your pest of the week? All right.
Who's hot?
Who's hot and who's not? Yeah, this is great.
Oh man.
Go ahead.
No, I think we're excited for the weekend and hopefully get off the schneid today with a day game in Pittsburgh and get the bats going, get them heated up before this weekend. Yeah, that's what I'm focused on right now.
All right, so for anyone who is heading toward Petco Park for the games on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday against the Dodgers, what's going to be different from the first homestand now to homestand number two?
So some key differences. We thankfully, as we kind of contemplated earlier, are going to be able to increase attendance a bit. Because of moving into the orange tier here in San Diego. So we sent out a survey a little over a week ago to our members and asked them to let us know whether they were eligible and comfortable to sit in a vax and tested section where you don't have as much social distancing. And so we're able to reseat the ballpark, which is not a small task. basically it's remanifesting the entire ballpark one homestand into the season. But the net effect is I think we're able to get a lot of our fans and a lot of our members into at least a slightly better seat, and we're able to get more fans in the ballpark, which is good timing, right? With this weekend, we're going to do a number of really special things down at the ballpark this weekend for our fans, celebrating the return of baseball to San Diego, some of the accomplishments from last year with Silver Sluggers, Gold Glove Awards, and then still sort of the topic du jour, Joe Musgrove's no-hitter. So we're going to celebrate that in a pregame ceremony before tomorrow night's game. So want all of our fans to get there early so they don't miss any of that. We're going to open up gates 2 hours before first pitch. And we're also going to be giving out some Friar sticks, kind of like the thunder sticks you've seen in the past. Great way for people while they're still masked up to be able to make a lot of noise in support of the Padres. So that'll be kind of a fun giveaway that we're going to do tomorrow. And then we'll do the ever popular Padres hoodie Saturday night. And then Padres and Puppies calendar on Sunday. So you're going to want to come to all three games. We've got some great pregame ceremonies and some great promo items for our fans.
We are talking to Padres CEO Eric Grubner here on Ben and Woods this morning. We've been beating the drum this week, Eric. I'm sure you've heard. You know, my whole thing was, look, I don't want to tell people what to do, but I would say if you're going to get rid of your tickets this weekend, sell them to a Padres fan. You know, take the extra step, sell them to a Padres fan. You know, it's hard because you want to be inclusive, but you also want the guys to feel like they're coming home to their home stadium. And I know that hasn't always been the case in the past. Have you guys noticed more Padres fans and more hunger to get into these games than ever before?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, scarcity principle with very limited attendance. You know, we were at 20%. Now we're going to be a little closer to 30% overall, but still, you know, limited number of tickets. Our attendance is probably going to be around 15,250. For this next homestand, we were a little over 10,000 for the first homestand. So still very hard to get a ticket. And essentially the only fans that are getting tickets right now are season ticket members or, you know, a handful of folks that are in our registered user database, even if they aren't a season ticket member, because we go to that database before we go out generally with an on sale ticket. So it's really 100% Padres fans at this point. And so, you know, we're excited to see how they're going to show up this weekend. They're going to, I know it. They're excited about this team. This team needs that support, wants that support. And so I think it's going to be a great weekend and really exciting baseball and some very competitive games. And if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And that's the opportunity we're going to get this weekend.
Talking to Padres CEO Eric Grubner here on Ben and Woods. Now, historically, you know, weekend games against the Dodgers have been among the most, you know, hard to get popular tickets. But this homestand also will continue Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday against the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, same, I imagine, attendance restrictions, but will there be more opportunity for maybe non-season ticket members to get in to those games, Eric, or is it too early to say?
No, I think there will be. Midweek games, you know, non-premium opponent weekend games tend to be a little easier to get a ticket to. So absolutely, I would say for Padres fans that just really want to come out and see this team and they haven't had an opportunity to access a ticket or maybe a ticket at a price point that they feel like they can afford, definitely focus on, you know, those Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday games. You tend to have a lower price point if you're purchasing in the secondary market. And you know, hopefully we continue to get to the other side of this pandemic. And, you know, the governor's set a mid-June goal of completely reopening. And so hopefully before too long, we're going to be back to full capacity and we'll be able to welcome every last Padres fan into Petco Park at some point this season.
I was going to ask you about that because I'm not entirely sure what it means by the, you know, restrictions dropped entirely. But, for instance, you guys start a homestand on June 17th, assuming that goes through and they reopen. I mean, are you back to 100% at that point, or will there still be mask restrictions? Have you even talked about what that might look like by the middle of June?
Yeah, it's a great question. We don't know all the answers to that yet. You know, we remain in constant communication both with the governor and his senior staff and also our local county health officials. And so I think as we get closer to that, we'll have more detail regarding exactly what that's going to look like. But right now, you know, you hear people say live day to day. We're living homestand to homestand right now. You know, we're trying to do our very best every homestand to get more Padres fans in, but always making sure that when we do that, it's done in as safe of a manner as possible. And we continue to keep our top priority, which is having our fans safe and experiencing, you know, a great time at Petco Park. And we're going to continue to try to push to increase attendance as we're allowed to do it. And, you know, it requires a lot of work. We've got really dedicated employees in our front office that care passionately about creating great experiences for our fans. And, you know, they get an earful when members aren't happy about their exact seat location.
No.
And the thing I would just say, you know, publicly is we're doing our very best. You know, we really are. When you try to squeeze 100% down into 20% or 30% as the case may be, and you still got to space most people by 6 feet of distance and pods of no more than six, you know, it's just a math exercise, you know. And so we're not the ones that are making the choice to reseat people or move them away from their original seat location. We want to get everybody into their seat location as quickly as possible. We're doing our best to do that, but we just want our fans to have a safe and great experience at the ballpark.
Well, when you said fryer sticks, I got excited. I pictured giant mozzarella sticks, which could be the fryer sticks themselves. Look, I'm going to be at the game tomorrow. The Thunder sticks, they're going to give me a bit of a headache. I'll take them home. I'll give them to my three-year-old, who will constantly beat them. Maybe mozzarella
what
sticks.
What dipping sauce do they come with?
Marinara, okay. 100%. I mean, imagine giant mozzarella sticks at a Padre
game.
It'd
be quieter.
It would be quieter, but it would be delicious. So there's another idea for you, Eric. I know you love coming on, for us, on our show to tell you how to do your job. But no, man, you know, the guys that have dealt with Paul and I this year, they've been great. Everyone, you know, we're trying to be very patient, and we have been, and you know, I just recommend everybody do the same. It's so nice to be able to go and watch this team, a really good team, go out and take on the Dodgers this weekend in our perfect
last
city.
Last two days notwithstanding,
it happens to all teams. But no, Eric, we appreciate you. We appreciate all the hard work that your team's done, and we'll see you at the yard this weekend.
Yeah, it's great. Hope to see you there. Hopefully with Bo. Continue to indoctrinate him into Padres fandom.
Believe
you're
it.
A great father. Yeah. You're doing the work. We appreciate it.
Tell my wife that.
Inoculate, then indoctrinate.
Inoculate and indoctrinate.
That's perfect.
That's great.
Eric, thanks so much.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Eric Gruppner, Padres CEO on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Buy new roads.
Yeah, picture giant mozzarella sticks, banging them together. Oh, I'm in.
Now, would they get gooey all the way? If they were so big, you'd need a really big fryer.
Like, maybe
and
the
would
size...
They gooey, or would they be kind of hard in the middle?
I don't need another calendar. I'll definitely prefer the mozzarella sticks.
100%. You should get that calendar and then autograph it and then auction it on eBay for extra cash.
So I mentioned the Milwaukee Brewers are also coming in on this this next homestand. Corbin Burnes, who been outstanding, he's scheduled to pitch in that series.
Oh, great.
As well.
Just what the Brewers doctor ordered.
Really good pitching staff.
Brandon Woodruff, yep, Corbin Burnes. Yep, oh, yep, cool. This is going to be great.
That's who's lined up. Musgrove, Woodruff, Paddock, Burnes. Ouch. But then the following homestand, if you look ahead, almost the redemption homestand, the Giants and the Pirates will be coming in from April 30th through May 5th. So the two teams...
I think I've seen enough of the Pirates.
...that you haven't been able to beat in series so far. You can hopefully come home and get both of them when they come to Petco Park the beginning of May in the next homestand. And then, by the way, after the middle of June, that first homestand after maybe restrictions lift, that's when the Dodgers come back. June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday series. At least it sounds like there's the possibility, Woods, that could be a fairly full Petco Park by the time the Dodgers come around for the second visit to Petco Park this season.
Would be awesome. Would be awesome.
Very fun. All right, we have only one segment left.
Yeah.
Which means we got to get to our Dip S tweets.
I thought we were canceling them because I figured we all would have been on there last night. I know I would have been.
That's true.
Paulie, do you have some?
I've got some.
He's got some for us, and then we'll get you right into the Padres pregame show coming up here at 8:35. Padres Pirates 9:35 this morning. It's Ben and Woods. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan.